أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله. من الآن إلى لقاء يوم رحمة الله. أما بعد، فقال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Dear brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Those who are following this program, they know that we are talking about the social seerah of the great prophet, peace be upon him. And we discussed about many things, and among them we said that at first it is necessary for us as Muslim people, as the followers of the prophet, peace be upon him, that we should understand the history of our prophet, in the life of our prophet. And when we understood that, as Almighty Allah said that the Holy Prophet is a good example for you people, that you should understand this example at first, and the second, you should put these examples in practice and according to the saying of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and also according to his action, we also should obey our prophet, and we should act upon those things that we have learned from golden saying of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. Today, in this lecture, I would like to talk about the forgiveness in the seerah of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. First of all, it is necessary that we should know the meaning of forgiveness. Of course, it is very obvious, and it is a term that everyone knows that. But there is a little difference between forgiveness and patience. That's why I would like to define these two terms and these two terminologies. You know it, that forgiveness, it is equal to afu in Arabic, while patience, it is equal to sabr in Arabic. And there are differences between these two words. Forgiveness means that whenever someone commit mistakes and they do evil things to you, and you have this ability and you have enough power that you can revenge to him, and you can do like him, but you do not do that. While you have this power, while you have this ability to revenge from him, but you forgive him. So just forgive or forgiveness. But sometimes some people, they commit mistakes, they abuse you, or they beat you, and you don't have that ability, you don't have that power to challenge with him, and you don't have enough ability and power to do the same as he does. So then you leave him. So it is sabr, it is patience. So now you understood the meaning, that forgiveness means that if someone commit mistakes, if someone abuse you, or someone insult you, or someone beat you, then while you have this power to do the same, but you leave him, you forgive him, that is forgiveness. As we understood the meaning of forgiveness, now let me tell you some verses of the Holy Quran in some of the traditions from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, about the importance of this subject. No one can ignore it, and everyone can accept it, that forgiveness is a very good habit, and it is a moral virtue, and it is the best habit in Islam. So that's why we can see it in Holy Quran that Almighty Allah, he addressed his prophet and said, O my prophet, it is very necessary for you that you should take to forgiveness and enjoin goods and turn aside from the ignorant. Almighty Allah says, خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. In this ayah, which came in chapter in Surah A'raf, the number of the verses 199, Almighty Allah addressed his prophet and said three things. O my prophet, خُذِ الْعَفْوَ, take forgiveness, it is a good habit. And then he says, وَأَمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ, and enjoin goods. And the last, Almighty Allah said, وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ, and turn aside from the ignorant people. So it means that afu and forgiveness, it is very important. As Almighty Allah addressed his prophet and asked from his prophet that you should do that, you should have this habit in yourself. The second ayah, which is again, this ayah is very famous. It is in Surah Shura, the number of the ayah in the number of this verse is 40. Almighty Allah says, وَجَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٍ سَيِّئَةٌ مِثْلُهَا. It is very obvious. If someone does bad to us, commit a mistake, and does an evil thing to us, so we can do the same. And we can challenge with him. As Almighty Allah said, وَجَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٍ سَيِّئَةٌ مِثْلُهَا. It is a natural thing. And the recompense of evil is punishment like it. But Almighty Allah continues and says, فَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. But whoever forgives and amends, he shall have his reward from Allah. He shall receive his reward from Allah. As Almighty Allah is very great. So of course, the reward that he will give will be according and suitable to his greatness and will be very great. So here Almighty Allah says, فَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Those who forgives the evildoers, of course, Almighty Allah will give that reward. That reward will be very great, very important, because Almighty Allah gave that. It is the second ayah. And the third ayah, which is again important and shows the importance of forgiveness, Almighty Allah says, and brings some attributes from those who are good doers, those who are virtues, those who are muttaqin. Almighty Allah says, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. One of the muttaqin's attribute is this, that they forgive the people. whenever someone commit mistake, and they have that ability to challenge with them and to revenge from them, but they leave them and they forgive them. So it is the attribute of the muttaqin. The fourth thing here, I would like to give you one hadith, one tradition from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, that the Prophet said, whoever forgave the others, these forgiveness increase the respect of that person. In another word, the Holy Prophet said that this habit, I mean the habit of forgiveness, it can increase the respect of a person who possesses this habit. And it is very obvious, no need of detail, that everyone who has this habit, the people will thank and will see to him as a person that he is very great, and he has a very great personality, and he is a very respectful person. So it is also very obvious and very clear. The fifth thing is this, that our Prophet, peace be upon him, he said that, let me give you, Prophet said, let me tell you the moral virtues. What is the moral of virtues? He mentioned three things. Among them, one of the things which he said at the first is this, that you should forgive the others. If someone oppresses upon you, if someone is cruel, and if you forgive him, then it is moral virtue. ثَلَاثَةٌ مِن مَكَارِمِ الْأَخْلَاقِ. There are three things. These three things are from the مَكَارِمِ الْأَخْلَاقِ. What does مَكَارِمِ الْأَخْلَاقِ mean? It means moral virtues. So among these three things, one of them which our Prophet mentioned at first is this, that أَنْتَعَفُ عَمَّنْ ظَلَمَكْ. Those who oppressed upon you, those who insult you, those who abused you, if you forgive him, while you have this ability, this power to revenge and to do the same as he did, then of course that is the moral virtue. That is the مكارم أخلاق. Now, I would like to tell you some examples from the seerah of the great Prophet, peace be upon him, about his forgiveness. And it is very clear and very obvious, and maybe you have heard many of them, and you have read many of them through the life of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. One of the habit of our Prophet was to forgive the others. And whenever our Prophet faced to ignorant people, that those ignorant people, they used to insult our Prophet. They used to tell bad words to our Prophet, peace be upon him. Our Prophet, he used to forgive them. While he had this ability and this power to do the same, but he left them and forgave them. So it is one of the habit of our Prophet. There were many people who living around the Prophet, they were pagans, they were unbelievers, they were Christian, they were Jewish, and they were insulting the Prophet, peace be upon him, but our Prophet, he used to forgive them. And some of Those people who insulted the Prophet, when Prophet, peace be upon him, forgave them, then of course they turned and they changed their mind and they changed their belief and they became Muslim. And our Prophet, when he conquered the Mecca, after he attacked on Mecca and captured the Mecca, while many of the unbelievers, they tortured the Prophet, peace be upon him, a lot in Mecca. But when our Prophet, he captured the Mecca and he conquered the Mecca, then he forgave all those people that they tortured the Prophet, peace be upon him. So it is very important that we should know it from the life of our Prophet, peace be upon him. And also, you know, there was a slave by the name of Wahshi. And he was the killer of the Hamza Sayyid al-Shuhada alayhi salam. But when this slave came under the hand of the Prophet, peace be upon him, our Prophet forgave him because he apologized and requested from the Prophet that, O Prophet, forgive me. And also our Prophet forgave him and he became Muslim. And when he became Muslim, then in one war that came between the Prophet, peace be upon him, between the Muslim and non-Muslims, there this slave by the name of Wahshi, who was the killer of the Hamza Sayyid al-Shuhada, so he fought with Sulaima Musaylamat al-Kazzab and he killed him, that he was the enemy of Muslim. Musaylami Kazzab was the enemy of the Muslim. The third thing which I would like to mention here is this, from the seerah of the Prophet, peace be upon him, that once our Prophet was in journey, one of the wife of a Jewish, that she also was a Jewish, and she brought some meat from the for the Prophet, peace be upon him, and threw some poison and poisoned that in order to kill the Prophet. Then when Prophet understood that, and she requested from the Prophet to forgive her, our Prophet forgave her. And when the companion of the Prophet asked from that woman, why you have done that? She said in answer, I thought that if he is a Prophet, of course that this poison will not harm him. But if he is a king and if he is not a Prophet, and then all the people will become happy and will become happy as that king is killed by this poison. Now let me give you some things about the benefits of the forgiveness. What is the use of that? Why should we forgive? And why it is very important in Islam? And why our Prophet, peace be upon him, advised in his golden saying that you should forgive the others? One of the uses of this forgiveness is this, that if you forgive the others, of course the hatred will be finished. And you know it, if you forgive from others, even if they have hatred on their hearts, so they will change it and they will become your friend. That's why our Prophet said, "Ta'afu yasqatu zaga'inu baynakum." You should forgive each other, because this habit will cut, will omit the hatred among you, and the hatred will be changed with love. And instead of the hatred, love will come on your hearts, and you will love each other. The second benefit is this, that if you forgive the others, this forgiveness will increase your respect among the society, among the people, among the neighbors. Also, our Prophet said, وَالْعَفُ لَا يَزِيدُ الْعَبْدَ إِلَّا عِزًّا فَعْفُ يُعِزَّكُمُ اللَّهُ. Do you know what is the benefit in the fruit of this forgiveness? وَالْعَفُ لَا يَزِيدُ الْعَبْدَ إِلَّا عِزًّا. This afu, this forgiveness, will increase your respect. Then you should forgive each other. If you do that, Almighty Allah will increase your respect among the people. And it is the benefit of forgiveness. The third uses and benefits of the forgiveness is this, that if you forgive the others, then they will become reformed. They will become trained in a good manner. And there is a golden saying from our Prophet, peace be upon him. Our Prophet said that one day a person came near our Prophet and said that I have some children and some slaves, that they are very naughty. So how should I can train them in a good manner? Our Prophet said, forgive them. If you forgive their mistakes, while you have this power to revenge, then of course they will be changed, their mind will be changed, and their behavior will be changed, and they will be trained in a good manner. So that is the way. It is a saying from our Prophet, لِرَجُلٍ شَكَى إِلَيْهِ خَدَمَهُ. A person came near Prophet and complained from his servants that they are naughty. Our Prophet addressed to him and advised him, اعف عنهم تستصلح قلوبهم. If you forgive those servants, of course they will be changed, and they will be trained in a very good manner, and they will behave with you in a good manner. But no, if you revenge every day, if you bait them, if you use bad words to your children or to your servants, then of course they will not be trained in a good manner, and they will not behave with you in a very good manner. The four benefits, and the last one is this, that our Prophet said, forgiveness is the best action, the best practice, and we should do that. Our Prophet said, Al-afu ahaqqu ma amila bih. Do you know forgiveness? Forgiveness is the best action, the best thing. That we should do that. And of course, those who think that they possess a very high position, so they should do that. Those who have power in the house, in their family, so of course, they should have this habit, and they should forgive the others. In the end, as a conclusion, I would like to tell you that, dear brothers and sisters, remember it in your mind we always ask from Almighty Allah, O Allah, forgive us. Of course, every day we commit mistakes. Every day we commit sins. And we request from Almighty Allah with humility, O Almighty Allah, forgive us. If we have this request from Almighty Allah, then we should do it. And we should make it our habits that those who are under our hands and they do not have enough powers and they are weaker than us. So we should forgive them till Almighty Allah forgive us. There is a hadith from the Prophet, peace be upon him, who says, "Man la yarham la yurham." Those who do not have mercy upon the others, they will not possess the mercy of Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah also will not bestow His mercy upon them. So at first we should do this. We should put it in practice. And those who are weaker than us, we should forgive them. And then we should request from Almighty Allah that Almighty Allah forgive us, inshallah. God willing, we will continue our discussions. And I am very happy that you brothers and sisters are following this program. And we all should use from the practical life of the Prophet, peace be upon him, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you very much.